How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome aboard to the weekend edition. It is Calling All Sports, and it is again a weekend edition presented by Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. We're in the great Midwest on a very busy weekend with NFL playoffs. We look for the divisional round coming up Saturday and Sunday as we talk the world of sports. Daniel Ogden, along the way, he's producing and contributing, a Jacksonville fan. We will get into that with him coming up here. A lot to get to. We'll, of course, spend the lion's share of the time on the NFL playoffs here at Muggsy's. We're also presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne here in the great Midwest. He's got a 7-state footprint, and we appreciate the sponsorship and the partnership with Vanguard Utility Partners. Lots to get to. Again, the football. We'll do a little bit on the NBA. You know, Boston Golden State on a Thursday night wasn't horrible. The early TNT game, overtime, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, pretty steady for the most part. They kind of poo-pooed that game in Boston. As Golden State under 500 at 22-23. They'll play in Cleveland on Friday night. Listen, the bottom line is Golden State's the defending champions, and Boston a year ago, similar, was a game or two under 500 before they mounted an Eastern Conference run to the NBA Finals. But Jason Tatum will not dress or play for the Celtics in their Saturday game with Toronto as he's got a sore wrist. And it sounds to me like they're just resting him in Toronto. And Nick Nurse, an Iowa guy, they have struggled as well. But, yeah, we'll look at the NFL playoffs. We'll break it down. We'll look at the game Saturday. Of course, we get started 4:30 East. We're going to get the Chiefs hosting Jacksonville. So, and I got my buddy Daniel Ogden here, who produces the Friday show and the weekend edition, got to get the blow by blow from Ogden on how he processed that Saturday night Jacksonville miraculous 31-30 come from behind win from 27 down. That touchdown right before the half was huge. So that's where we'll start. We'll look back and we'll look ahead. A lot of NFL talk as we get it going here on the weekend edition here on Calling All Sports. And then, listen, we'll get into the college buckets too on the weekend. Northwestern Wisconsin will not go. COVID protocol again with Northwestern. The Iowa game the other night was scrubbed, so Northwestern's got all sorts of issues with COVID. So perhaps here we go again. Getting started here, Muggsy's, Pleasant Hill, Iowa. It's the weekend edition. Morty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Muggsy's Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Big playoff weekend. This place is going to be absolutely packed. We look forward to it here. Talking the world of sports. Here's the menu: 4:30 East, 3:30 here in the Central Time Zone. Jacksonville, Kansas City, Giants, Philly. Later on Saturday night, Sunday, Cincinnati at Buffalo, Dallas, San Francisco's. Muggsy's will be open 11 each day, and of course, they had the water main issue this week, so a lot of pent up demand as we get the weekend edition. All right, let's get Daniel in here. You know, we know Mahomes, the only quarterback over 5,000 yards. He's got Kelce and Juju Smith-Schuster and Jerick McKinnon's done a nice job, former Georgia Southern running back, doing a nice job for Kansas City. Other skill players to boot, and a defense that, you know, has improved, let's put it that way. Now, for Jacksonville, they struggle against the pass. And they're not going to survive, you know, four picks and a fumble out of Fabio Lawrence. So it's going to have to be, you know, I'm not going to say near perfect, but it's going to have to be a really, really solid effort. An early lead, run the ball. Etienne would have to go 125 to 100.5, which would be huge if he could. Hey, listen, that's why they play the games. They're nearly, you know, a touchdown and a field goal underdog. But away we go. But really, I want to get our resident Jacksonville, president of the Jacksonville Jaguar Fan Club on the West Coast, Daniel Ogden. Dan, first of all, welcome to the program and thanks for producing. But you got to take me through last Saturday night with you. I don't know where you were, but I got to hear how the ebb and flow went for you as a Jacksonville fan. So take it away. I'm going to listen intently to see how you processed that whole ordeal Saturday night. Go ahead.
All right. So first off, I still really can't believe that they won. Second off, I'm just going to go ahead and enjoy the fact that they're still alive right now, because I think they're going to lose tomorrow, which is totally fine, and I have no problem with that. But I would say, you know, the first drive, he throws a pick. It was a tip. And I'm like, okay, we always start slow. You know, nothing new. Second pick, I'm like, all right, well, this is turning into a old Jaguars game. And I was still kind of like, all right, you know, defense helped me a couple field goals. They're hanging in there.
I'm feeling you. You're freaking out at this point too, right? I mean, you're freaking out.
Kind of. I'm more like, you know, sitting there like, hey, this is like every Jaguars game I've watched for the last 15 years. You know, it just – in the playoffs now, and it was the only thing that I didn't want them to do. I thought they were going to lose. I was just hoping they didn't get blown out. So I think it was the punt muff or screwed up punt that like hit off of our helmet. They recovered, and at that point, and by the way, I'm watching at home by myself. I told my friends, I was like, I'm just going to go home. I'm going to watch it by myself. I want to be alone. So that muff happens, and at that point, I'm like, all right, it's time to start drinking heavily. And I crack a, I think I had a shot of whiskey, then I cracked a couple beers, and, you know, I'm like, kind of in the down, you know, downturn drinking, the depressed drinking. And at after a couple minutes or, you know, a beer or two, I'm like, you know what? Let's just, they might wake up. At least, like, let's wake up, score a few points. Hopefully they can at least do that. So I went back inside, saw the end of the half. They scored a touchdown. And they've been down so many times this year that, that touchdown, you know, as a fan, they're only down, they're only down 20, but they're down 20, and I'm kind of sitting there thinking, like, well, you know, if they could stop them at the beginning of the second half and score a touchdown, then they're still alive. And that's exactly what happened. And so it was, you know, and then I, you know, the rest is, I can't even describe it. I don't even remember. I know after the game, my neighbors and I were I was running down the street screaming and yelling, and my neighbors, who all know that I'm a Jaguars fan, two or three of them came out and were like, man, one of them was like, hey, they cost me $50, but I don't even care. Good for you. And the next morning, I was very, very hungover, and my buddy, I get over to my buddy's house. He's like, so did you drink in the first half when they were losing, or did you drink in the second half when they were winning? And I said both, and that's why I'm so hungover today. But, I mean, man, just what a ride. And at that game, I mean, you know, I would say, normally I'd say, as long as they don't get blown out tomorrow, like, it's fine. I don't even care. That was our Super Bowl last week, and I don't really expect them to put up a huge fight. I think they'll kind of hang around, hang in it, but I don't think it's going to be a close game.
No, I don't either. I just think Kansas City's going to be well rested. But, you know, the only thing I'll say about that game, I thought, and I'm glad they hired him, I thought Peterson did a masterful job. At 27-0, listen, no one thought they were coming back to win that game. But the touchdown before the half and just the way they – you know, they just did not panic. And the play calling, I thought, was superb. They had to get a few breaks, and they got the breaks. And the thing is, they capitalized. They did. And if memory serves, I thought that was a weird, you know, a weird two-point conversion going for two, but they did. I thought that was, you know, a big risk, but they did it. You know, failed the first time, I believe, and then got the second one.
Yep.
You know, so that to me was a little quirky, but hey, far be it from me to question Peterson. I just think he did a masterful, I mean, an absolutely masterful job coaching. He didn't panic, and that defense came up big. And don't forget, that's a secondary, by the way, and it played right into their hands because with the lead, you know, Herbert still was throwing it a little bit, but Jacksonville's like 27th or 28th in the league against the pass. And I just thought Jacksonville did a great job defensively. You know, obviously the fumble was huge. I mean, they took advantage of every single opportunity, and it had to be a perfect storm, Dan. And when it did, there you go, 31-30, Jacksonville. Wow.
Yeah.
So what did you think of just the play calling, the overall the second half? I thought Peterson did a masterful job coaching. I don't think he got enough credit.
No, I mean, I think he – that game almost completely embodied our season. They started 2-6. I think after the Chiefs game, which I think is, you know, the only reason I would give them like a 3-5% chance to pull off like a random upset tomorrow is because they have already played in Kansas City. That was early in the season, and that game was actually the turning point. They were 3-7. And then they've only lost one game since. They went on a run right after that game. And I think the missed field goal was huge. That was when he missed the field goal. I was like, okay, I was kind of sitting there like, yeah, they're going to come back. At least they put up a fight. I don't think they're going to win. They're going to fall short. The missed field goal, I was like, all right, they got a chance. And then Joey Bosa just imploded. I don't know what happened because that's the only reason they went for two. I don't think they would have gone for two if it was a 3-point game. It would have been 30-20, or if it was from the two. He got that penalty, and so they were
that's
from
right.
the one.
That's why they went. Yeah, exactly right.
And then Trevor Lawrence said this week they had a play call on, like an actual play, but he lined up at the line of scrimmage and noticed that nobody was over the center, and he just snapped it and reached his arm out, basically. So I just have to say, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, 23 years old, throws 4 picks in a quarter and a half, and then comes back with 4 touchdowns. Just incredible. I couldn't have asked for a better season from them.
I think it's going to be phenomenal. I'm really, and I that's my favorite word, phenomenal. I just think it's going to be a great environment. I hope they can run the ball. If they do, I think they got a big-time chance. All right, we're up against it. We're going to get, obviously, Kansas City pregame show at 11 o'clock here in the Midwest. Here in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, a road show for Sports Byline USA, Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Again, we're about, 2 or 3 miles northeast of the Iowa State, the legendary Iowa State Fairgrounds, Muggsy's Pizza House, voted the best pizza in Des Moines by City View Magazine. I'm Marty Terrell here on a weekend edition. It's Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it right here.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, weekend edition, Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. Sirius 217 XM 203, digital 967. If you've got the Sirius XM package on your phone or your Alexa or wherever you get it, I absolutely love it. All right, we're going to give all the contributors for the second straight week a chance to weigh in with their picks. And Daniel, we're going to look at the eight quarterbacks left. And what's ironic is I think the team that probably wins the Super Bowl would probably have the quarterback ranked among the eight surviving quarterbacks would be ranked down or near the bottom, at or near the bottom. How about that? So this will be interesting to see. All right, the common man, the common fan, Mr. Fred Smith out in Massachusetts. He's got the Bengals over the Bills. And I'm just going to give you some of the crib notes. He's got Burrow, gets the job done. Bills have had too many mistakes of late. And that's, you know, Josh Allen, folks, against Miami wasn't great last Sunday. Let's be honest. So the common man, the common fan, Fred Smith, going with the Bengals over the Bills. And that's a kind of a cheeky pick right now amongst our brethren here on Sports Byline Broadcast, the weekend edition. He's got the Chiefs taking out the Jags. KC rested. Obviously, the high octane offense, too many weapons. Jags going to have to throw it. Obviously, turnovers. Lawrence has to be near perfect. He's got Kansas City. Giants over the Eagles. He said the Giants will stop the run, make Philly one-dimensional, which is really what they have to do. So interesting take there out of the common man, the common fan, Fred Smith. And he's got 49ers over the Cowboys. Says the Niners defense will come up big. And that Dak will obviously face a lot more pressure, and that running game is going away, and he looks for Purdy to have a good, solid game and using those multiple weapons that he has. We'll do Brock Hines in our final segment at or near the top of the hour, so we look forward to that. All right, Dan, let's look at the eight quarterbacks, and let's start with Purdy in your wheelhouse out there in the Bay Area, San Francisco. I mean, among the eight, he's probably going to be, what, ranked sixth or seventh among these quarterbacks, and I think he's on the team that's going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to get there. I really believe that. I think the Niners are going to get there with Purdy, and it just goes to show you that the system is huge, and you can tell me about Brady till you're blue in the face, but Brady had a terrible, dinged-up, dysfunctional system in Tampa this year. And how did that work out for the GOAT? Not too good. So I'm not minimizing individual talent, but if you don't have a supporting cast, I don't care how great a quarterback you are, you're not winning. You're not winning big. You'll win some, but this idea that Burrow is going to throw Cincinnati on his back and win the Super Bowl, he's got a great supporting cast with Boyd. Obviously, he's got Chase. Higgins, he's got a good running back, obviously, with Mixon and company. Red zone, they capitalize. Their kicking can be a little shaky. So we need to talk about that. Look at these eight quarterbacks. Let's start with Purdy. He doesn't fit in terms of ratings, but when it comes to winning football and getting the job done and not making mistakes, he gets an A++ so far, six in a row and counting. Let's start right there with Purdy in your backyard in Frisco.
Yeah, I mean, it's out here, it's Purdy mania. Everybody's going nuts about him. I am still reserved or cautiously optimistic about him. But I think the thing with him is he doesn't really need to win the game for them. They have a great defense. They have an insane running game between McCaffrey and Samuel in the backfield and Elijah Mitchell. And I think he just needs to not make mistakes. And if he doesn't make mistakes, I think they'll be fine. I definitely think that they're going to win that game. Cowboys coming off a short week. off of kind of a, I think what would be for them an emotional win. They're not used to winning in the playoffs much at all. And I would just love to see the, I just love to see the Cowboys lose. That's just one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, okay. Among these quarterbacks, so you see what I'm saying about Purdy. Now, we got the younger, what's Hurts probably at 24, and then we've got Mahomes at 27. So these are all mid-20-something quarterbacks. How do you see it at the top? I mean, Mahomes is the best of this lot, but he's got the one Super Bowl, and he's also got a Super Bowl loss to Brady, so, where he had a horrific performance. So let's start with Mahomes and kind of go through Allen and Burrow and – you know, you got to get Daniel Jones and Hurts into the mix. And we know about Purdy and Dak. Dak, to me, coming off last week, looks like he's got a little mojo going in the, you know, the right direction for him and the Cowboys. But it's a tall order in Santa Clara against this Niner team, which just, in my opinion, has too good a defense and too many weapons. But we'll ultimately see, you know, how that that figures. But where do you start? Is it Mahomes at the top of your list going into this this divisional round this weekend?
Yeah, Mahomes, if I said it before the season, I've said it the last bunch of years, if I'm starting a team, I would start it with him. And I remember looking at the preseason rankings and hearing, you know, oh, well, you know, Josh Allen is number one, and then Brady's two, and then, you know, I think Herbert maybe might have been ranked over him. And I'm like, have we watched the same guy for the last bunch of years? Mahomes is incredible. He's number one. Far and away, in my opinion. I would take him over anybody.
Who do you put two? Who do you put two? I think it's tough. I really do.
It's definitely tough.
I'd probably go Burrow. I would go Burrow, but then, you know, you got Josh Allen, who's put up some pretty good numbers. But, you know, the numbers sometimes don't tell the whole story. Burrow's got a very nice supporting cast. So I think he's poised for a big-time run. And a lot of people think that Super Bowl experience will come home to roost and really help him not be jittery and be really focused on the road in Buffalo on Sunday.
Yeah, I would probably go Burrow too as well. I think Allen just, he's a little too reckless with the ball. And I don't know how to explain it exactly, but their offense just seems, I don't want to say stagnant because they still score a lot of points, but I guess inconsistent maybe without Daboll calling the plays, I think is has been a big difference. And I think he's kind of forced to run himself a little bit more. I kind of worry about him getting hurt at some point. And then also, you know, to go back to Burrow, though, I think three of his offensive linemen are out, which is not great. But I would still put him two. And then Allen. And then I would just because he was incredible this year, I'd probably go Hurts at four and then Trevor at five.
Yeah, Trevor's the kind of the enigma here. You know, part of me says he's got, you know, he's elite ability, elite potential, but right now he's probably, you know, in the middle of that pack right now. Does that surprise you given his, you know, the hyperbole around him going into the draft, his potential? But I think that's right among this lot. He's right where we thought he'd be, about four or five, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that this is, you know, I mean, I've heard a lot of pundits say it, but I agree. I mean, I watched every game last year, and Urban Meyer did absolutely nothing to help him grow. He's still only 23 years old. Give him a couple more years with Peterson. I think he's only going to get better. And I don't necessarily know that he'll maybe overtake any of those guys, but – you know, the other thing is he won or played in two national championships. Burrow's played in a national championship. So it's not like they haven't been on big stages before, which is why I was so surprised he threw that many interceptions to start the game. But I just think he's got a lot of room to grow. And he's played exceptionally well the second half of the season. And the other thing that I think maybe the Chiefs might not be looking for tomorrow that I would expect is a couple called quarterback runs, like roll him out on the outside and let him have like kind of a run pass option to get it up the field. He's got sneaky speed.
No, he's a very good athlete, and I totally agree with you. And we saw that in that comeback, you know, against the Chargers. The other thing that's going against, obviously, Jacksonville is Mahomes is just on a roll right now. He's got 11 touchdown passes in his last three games. Obviously, over 5,000 yards. The only guy in the league to do it. And he and Kelce, they just play catch and they keep it simple. I mean, this is not rocket scientists. And Kansas City has just done a really good job of, you know, they take what you give them. And Kelce is just a matchup problem. You just know, third and long, they don't even bat an eye. They don't panic. They don't flinch. And then you've got Juju Smith-Schuster, who's just, you know, you look back at his Pittsburgh years. How did Pittsburgh let him get away? Well, this is a guy making plays. And then Jerick McKinnon, I think, is one of the most underrated players. It really is. And Kansas City's defense has improved. I mean, there was a point a couple of years ago where you thought this defense couldn't stop anyone. It kind of brought you back to that Kansas City Colt game many years ago when there wasn't a single punt. It was the last team to touch the ball. And that's the way the Chiefs were trending. But defensively, they've shored it up. They've got some playmakers. Very good kicking. Both their punting and field goal kicking is way above average. So for Jacksonville, in my opinion, to stay competitive and to stay in this game into the fourth quarter, it's going to be Etienne carrying the ball. And this game is 20-17, 21-17, 24-20, going to the fourth quarter. And then, you know, like you said, it's got to be a plus two on the turnovers, probably a special teams huge play that either scores or sets up a score. Other than that, Jacksonville is probably going to, you know, lose this game 31-21, something like that. So I think it's going to be a puncher's chance, but it's going to be a tall order for Jacksonville. But again, playing with house money, having really put an exclamation point on their season with that 27-point come-from-behind win. So we look forward to that. All right, we'll come back. We'll look at the other games, too. We'll look at the weekend edition. A lot of college hoops to get into as well. And news and notes, we'll do that. Weekend edition, it's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. We're on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius 217, XM 203, Digital 967 on the internet. We're coming right back. Muggsy's, Pleasant Hill, Iowa for the weekend. Playoff edition, Roadshow. Keep it right here.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, only $19.99. Plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports here on the Weekend Edition. Lots to get to. Daniel Ogden along the way, producing in San Francisco. Roadshow this weekend here in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Muggsy's. I'll give you the lay of the land here in a minute. For those of you coming out here, if you're part of the roadshow here in Iowa, first of all, the weather's going to be good. The storm has moved through, and away we go. But got Brock Hines, great contributor from the East Coast. We got his picks coming up. He ran the table last week. Ogden, I think you did a pretty good job last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I think the only one I missed was the Jags-Chargers game. I picked the Chargers.
Yeah, why would you pick against your team? That doesn't make any sense.
It's still the Jaguars.
At least you're honest, right?
Correct. That's I have. It's very tough to have faith in a franchise like that after all these years.
All right, so you know I'm a huge Celtic fan, and I watched that game last night. Did you happen to see it? Because I know you follow the Golden State Warriors. I got a couple questions for you.
I did see that. I did see that game. Yes, I watched most of it. Yeah. Complete choke job by the Warriors.
Well, where did you think that game got away? Where did you think that game got away? They had 11-point lead when I turned it on. Actually, it was a 9-point lead. It was 83-74 when I turned it on. Where do you think that game got away from them?
You know, honestly, I'm not even really 100% sure. I mean, Brown and Tatum.
Let me help you. Does Steve Kerr know when to call a timeout?
Seriously. He's got some interesting strategies when it comes to teaching his players lessons in the regular season. And
I guess. I was scratching my head, and I love the guy. I really do. I think Steve Kerr is a very, very good coach, solid person. We know his history as a player. We know, you know, with the Bulls, and we know his history with his dad being assassinated. He was a diplomat over in Beirut, Lebanon. Listen, I love Kerr, but man, oh man, it's like what are you doing? I mean, it's like the Celtics put a run together, and they didn't defend the 3-point line to save their life, and it's just stunning. It's stunning. I mean, you know what though? Here's the thing: they're gonna get into the playoffs, and you know they're gonna be a tough out.
Yep,
you just know that's coming, right?
Absolutely. But I just couldn't believe it. I mean, Brown did not play well. Tatum didn't play well. But they're just so bad on the road this year. I think that game put them at 5-18 on the road.
5-18 on the road, stunning.
So
absolutely stunning.
And then it's like a complete reverse record at home. It's like 18-5 or something, or 17-5.
Right. I mean, the Chase Center. The Celtics. No, the Celtics went out there part of that West Coast trip. They had walloped Phoenix by like 30 or 27, and then they go into the Chase Center, and they get thumped. I'll tell you right now, and I honestly believe this, and I respect Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe and a lot of the Boston media. I think the Golden State Warriors are in the heads of the Boston Celtics, and I think it affects, without a doubt, Tatum, Brown, and Marcus Smart. I think Tito Horford, I think Al Horford is a Grizzly veteran. But I believe the Golden State Warriors and Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson in particular, and Poole, Jordan Poole drives them crazy. I think the Celtics are deathly afraid of Golden State in the finals. Deathly afraid. That's the last hit. They'd rather go up against Denver or Memphis or someone. They don't want to see the Golden State Warriors. Do you see it that way?
I don't think anybody wants to see the Warriors in the playoffs, no matter how they're playing or you know, just with their pedigree. And if Klay, Draymond, and Steph are all healthy, I don't think anybody wants to see them in the playoffs. The regular season, I think to them is, you know, I think you'll kind of see them hit their stride maybe in like mid to late February as the playoffs get closer.
Why do you think they're struggling right now? To me, it's just a big fat hangover from winning the championship back in June. I don't think it's anything other than that.
I think their bench is pretty weak. They had a better supporting cast last year that kind of just fit together a little bit, and I think Kerr's still kind of trying to figure out his exact rotation, how he wants to treat the bench, who he wants to, you know, kind of have his be his 8, 9, 10th guys, and when he wants to use them. But he does that every year, and it's almost always – they haven't really struggled this much the past few years, but they almost always have a point in the season where they struggle. It just seems like it's just been every game on the road this year. And then they've been great at home, which is usually a younger team, so it's a little confusing. I don't know.
Yeah. One final thing on this, then we'll get back to the football. You're right about the bench. I'm looking at the numbers. The bench production's way down. That's a big part of it. I think there's a hangover effect. And, you know, it's just hard to ramp up and keep that energy night in, night out. You're a big game on everybody's schedule every night. Every night, look, they're in Cleveland tonight. You know they're going to get the Cavaliers' best shot. It's not like they can waltz in there after, you know, coming out of Boston, go into Cleveland on a Friday night. You know, that Cavalier team, obviously, with Mitchell and company. I could see Golden State getting blown out tonight. That being said, are they going to – what do they need? Do they need another piece somewhere in the mix? What do you think?
I don't necessarily know that they need another piece. They definitely could use it. And tonight they're definitely going to get blown out. I think they're sitting everybody. I know Clay always sits back-to-backs, but I want to say Steph is also sitting. And I actually I've been watching a little bit of Cavs basketball. That team's fun to watch.
They're good, man. I listen to them. In the Midwest, I can get their games on WTAM out of Cleveland. I'm an old-school guy. I listen to radio. But I've got the NBA League Pass now on YouTube television, and I'm telling you, that team is – they're dangerous. I'm telling you right now, if the Celtics aren't careful, and Milwaukee is down – you know, when I say down, they're still an elite team in the Eastern Conference, but they're vulnerable. But I'm telling you, Cleveland's lying in the weeds. They are lying in the weeds, and I'm telling you, they are extremely dangerous. I think you're right. Go ahead. You were going to say it. You've been watching them too, huh?
Yeah, I'm a big Darius Garland fan. He's one of my favorite players to watch in the league, honestly. And Evan Mobley's been playing pretty well. I mean, they're a fun team to watch, definitely.
You know, and the thing is, if you thought Cleveland was good, Kevin Love, I don't even know if he's getting any minutes for crying out loud, but Mitchell goes crazy. You're right about Garland. He can run the court. They shoot threes. Tell you what, they're well coached too. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous Cleveland team, and I think they're only going to get better. Now, they went through a stretch. You know, they started off the season gangbusters, right up there with the Celtics. In fact, I think for a while there they had a better record. And then they got dinged up a little bit. They went through a rough stretch, but they're still a very, very dangerous team in that Eastern Conference. That's going to be interesting to watch down the stretch. The other team, too, is Philadelphia. Look, when you've got Embiid, you've got that talent. Doc Rivers, he's feeling the heat. He's got to win. He's got to win bigger. They're going to be making a coaching change in Philly. I think the Eastern Conference right now is very interesting. Dan, real quick, out west, I mean, you've got Denver, you've got Memphis, but you've got Sacramento. I mean, they're your neighbor there. Harrison Barnes. De'Aaron Fox looks very, very good right now. Rashawn has played well for them. That is a very, very interesting team in Sacramento. Give me a little hit on the Kings. What do you think? Couple of Iowa guys, Keegan Murray, a rookie playing well. What do you think of that? What do you think of that Sacramento team?
I mean, they definitely are playing well, and I have a good amount of friends that are Sacramento Kings fans. It kind of reminds me of the Jaguars a little bit in terms of like a team that's never good. The fan base is so excited to just have a product that they can watch. And Mike Brown's just done an incredible job. And to go back before the season, I mean, every Kings fan I knew was upset, angry that they traded Halliburton.
Right.
And Sabonis has been incredible for them.
Iowa State kid, we loved them, Halliburton, and it was shocking. And, you know, they got a big spot tonight, too, against an Oklahoma City team on Friday night. That is a interesting game. It's going to get my attention. I love watching Sacramento. Harrison Barnes, he just looks so comfortable there right now. Murray's got some talent. Fox is a slasher. He can step back and hit threes. He's one of those, you know, those one of the many Kentucky guys that Calipari did a hell of a job getting him prepared for the NBA. I love that that Sacramento team. Now, look, they're not going to compete with Denver. They're not a championship caliber. They will not come out of the West, but they could be a very, very, you know, they kind of remind me of some Portland teams of recent ilk when they had McCollum and, you know, Lillard and some guys that were really playing together. There was a really cohesive offense, and they were fun to watch. And that's where Sacramento fits right now. And you're exactly right, Dan, is that Mike Brown, he just looks rejuvenated. He's looking at this not as a reclamation project. He knows he's got some good talent to work with. He's got some skilled guys. And I just hope, you know, that this isn't going to be a team that really gets up there close to a 50-win team, you know, putting together like a 50-32, you know, season. And I'm not saying this year they can't do that, but they're probably trending, you know, 42, you know, 45, 46 wins would be just probably the high water mark for Sacramento. But I'll tell you what, that's a heck of an accomplishment. And I'll tell you, if that's the case, it's going to be tough because Denver and Memphis have done a very good job. But Mike Brown will get some. He'll get some votes for Coach of the Year. I don't think there's any question about that. He is going to get some mentions for Coach of the Year. All right. I know we're coming up against the break. Listen, here's the menu with the road show here in Iowa, Pleasant Hill, Saturday, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, Muggsy's, Jacksonville, Kansas City. This game gets started 4:30. They're going to open the doors at 11 here on a Saturday, so you got time to run your errands on the weekend, get your stuff done on Saturday. Jacksonville, Kansas City, 44 plasma TVs, great food, a pizza house here. Dallas, San Francisco, that'll be the late game on Sunday. In between, Saturday night game, Giants, Philly, huge spot there. Daniel Jones coming off a big performance against the Vikings. You know, I love the coaching matchup here. I really do. Sirianni's done a nice job in Philly. He has, no question about it. But what Brian Daboll has done so quickly with the Giants, I think they come in very confident. They believe in Jones. And if Jones can, you know, keep it together, he's got Barkley. That offensive line looks like they've got an extra bounce in their step. So that is going to be a really interesting spot. A lot of people think Philly will, you know, run away and hide in this game. I do not see it. I think the Giants are going to – this is going to be an East Coast backyard rock fight. This is going to be – honestly, I think it's going to be the game of the weekend. Now, I sound like an East Coast shill here, but this reminds me of the Giants with, you know, Bavaro, you know, some Sims. And don't forget, they won a Super Bowl with Hostetler over Buffalo and Tampa in 92. This is just – you know, I don't want to go blue-collar, you know, lunch pail gang, but this is – they've got some skill players – but Daboll, you know, this is a kid who grew up in the Buffalo area. Actually, he's Canadian, Welland, Ontario. Hardworking, great student of the game. He's very savvy with his offensive play calling. I just love the job he's done. I really do. So Giants, Philly, and then Sunday, get up early, get church out of the way, get your stuff going, get your house in order, and get ready for Cincinnati and Buffalo. And then what a way to end the weekend with Dallas and San Francisco. Phenomenal stuff, no question about it. Brock Hines, I'll have his picks on the other side, take you to the top of the hour. Daniel Ogden, stellar work out of you today. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the road show on a weekend edition at Muggsy's here in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, about two and a half miles east, northeast of the Iowa State, legendary Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines, Iowa. Lots to get to in a big football weekend, big sports weekend. Muggsy's Pizza House. Keep it right here. Sports Byline.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
All right, back here, Roadshow Weekend, Muggsy's, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, Pizza House. Look forward to it. All right, Brock Hines, you hear him on the show. I mean, great with hockey, longtime voice of hockey, national championship UMass team a few years ago. I just respect him as a football and a sports prognosticator. Again, these are outright wins. We're doing straight up winners. I don't care about point spreads anymore, obviously. He likes Kansas City. Hines says no defensive answers for Kansas City's tight ends. And I agree with that. He likes Philadelphia, can't envision Giants winning, but if you told Brock a close divisional game, he'll bite on that. I disagree with him. I think the Giants are absolutely poised to pick off Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts is not 100%. Lane Johnson's not 100%. They got a big shot. He likes Cincinnati evenly matched teams. Just think they're destined for a Super Bowl 33 rematch with San Francisco. Coaching mismatch here. Dallas will hang with him to the bitter end, though. So it looks like he's calling for tight games pretty much, except for maybe Kansas City. So that's my boy Hinesy. Brock Hines, great guy. Truly a great guy. And hey, take his pick serious. He's pretty good. He ran the table last week. Ogden had one wrong. I think Smith ran the table too. The common man, the common fan, and yours truly. I stay out of this. I stay out of this debacle because I can't pick my nose. So I stay away. So, anyways, great job out of the whole crew. And again, I want to thank Ron Burkle and Jim and everybody here. We're just going to have a great weekend here. It really is. If you're in Central Iowa, you're in the Des Moines area, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, Altoona, Runnels, Indianola, this whole area, Muggsy's going to be a great spot. Ron Burkle's done a great job. They've had a tough week here. They had a water main break, but they are going to – it's wonderful. It truly is a great, great sports place to come, like a sports theater, for crying out loud. Great food, a pizza house. City View Magazine voted it Des Moines, Iowa's best pizza place, pizza house. It's called Muggsy's. I'm Marty Terrell. Thank you to everybody. Daniel Ogden, outstanding work. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez throughout the week, the common man, the common fan, Fred Smith and Brock Hines. Ron Burkle and company here at Muggsy's. Daniel Ogden, stellar work. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your weekend across the country and around the world. Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. Adios from Muggsy's.